been your friend.
Welcome back. Welcome back to Johnny B Show. Feel Good Freestyle Friday night. It's been a good one so far. Lots of feel good.
Yeah.
Lots of freestyle, just like we like it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm on the Bassanos website right now buying my tickets for the raffle for the Grammatica Foundation. Not able to have a kickball tournament because of COVID-19.
It's a bummer.
So help out, man. What they do, the Grammatica, is so awesome. They... helping build houses for veterans. It's really, really cool, man.
Yeah.
I love the Grammaticas, man. Those are my guys. And I love Bassanos, even though I've yet to eat their food. And I'm gonna eat a lot of it. Phone lines are open if you'd like to join us. 727-579-1025 and 800-771-1025. Yeah, I think that'd be a little, nice little road trip for us tomorrow. Take a trip from Valrico to Safety Harbor. Why not?
Do it, man.
We look for things to do on the weekends, and tomorrow, I think our schedule's wide open.
Nice.
Yeah. My baby left today.
Oh, did he?
Yeah.
Oh, man. How you feeling?
I'm sad.
Are you?
Yeah.
Also kind of happy.
Yeah, I took a poop in his bathroom before I came here. My bathroom. It's my S-box.
Your bathroom.
Again. Yeah, I know.
It's your home.
When he's home, it's his bathroom. Yeah. No, I actually, not to give, you know, overclimp and all corny, but I sacrificed sleep last night just to hang out with him until like 4 a.m. and just sat and talked with him because I knew probably wouldn't see him for months, you know, once he goes back to school.
Oh, he actually hung out with you? Didn't play video games?
No, man. We just talked. It was great. And then when I went to leave this morning, he was packing up and everything, and I was like, all right, buddy. I'll see you Thanksgiving, probably, you know. Try to keep it all, you know, like, you know, not mushy and stuff, you know. He's at that age where you don't do all that. And then I went to leave, and he opened up the door, and he's like, hey, Dad, I love you.
Aww.
And I was like, I love you, too. Now I had to, like, go run in the car. I'm like, no.
Oh, man.
No.
Yeah, he was home for what, like, four months, right?
Since March.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, man. I'm going to miss him. He's my guy.
He's a good kid.
He is. I mean, he's a pain in the butt sometimes, but all in all, like, he's...
Yeah, they all are.
Yeah, but he's way better than most. He's 90.
Sure.
He's probably 82% awesome.
Yeah.
And 18% annoying,
yeah.
You know, which is really good for 20.
That is very good.
Good dude. Yeah, so, and he's got good head on his shoulders, you know? He's good. He's really good. So, anyway, moving on. My baby. My baby's gone. You're
going to have to have another baby.
No!
Why?
Nah, man.
Why, dude?
Number one, not hitting the reset button. We've talked about it too many times. Number two, the reason why I never had another kid, because I want all my love to one child. Like, I never wanted to, like, I don't know. It was weird. Like, I thought about it when he was a he was a young kid and he was a toddler and he was, like, you know, even 5, 6, 7 years old. I thought, if I have another kid, now I got to, like, share love. And
that's how that works.
Yeah, it does. I come from seven kids.
Is this a way that you're putting a spin on the fact that you are impotent? You don't have swimmers?
Impotent? Are you kidding me?
You don't have tails on those swimmers?
What are you talking? I got goddamn Michael Phelps's is up in here.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'll get you pregnant right now.
Uh-uh, not me.
Watch me.
No, you won't.
Yeah, I will.
Mm-mm.
I'll make you pregnant.
Nope.
Yeah.
No, sir. Not into it. I don't consent.
Oh, man. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. We are going to get into the 20 hottest restaurants in the Bay Area. And look, this is from a St. Pete publication, so a lot of them are in St. Pete. But I'm not going to bitch and complain because St. Pete has a great culinary scene. So, you know, this is your chance to call in and talk about some restaurant maybe in your neighborhood that maybe we haven't heard of before. Your little secret gym, if you will. I would love to hear. Because I, on the weekends, is when I cut loose a little bit. It's when I go and get my eat on. So I think tomorrow I'm probably going to get some Bassanos. And then I think Sunday, head out to, you know, the Bradenton, out to Cortez, and get my crab on, you know?
Nice.
Yeah. It's a nice weekend.
I want to figure out something for food.
Yeah.
Usually I cook Saturday morning.
Okay.
Make a breakfast.
I've been craving a good breakfast, you know? I need to make some cheese grits and some, that's what I'm gonna do tomorrow. Cheese grits, shrimp and eggs, Lego, and bacon. Bacon,
good.
Daddy. Bacon.
I've been all about French toast.
Man,
lately.
I had the rug pulled out from underneath me today at Dunkin' Donuts. I'm not going to say which one, right? State Road 64, Bradenton. But, like, I go there all the time. They don't know who I am. Most people don't, right? And I never order food, but today I was really hungry, and I thought I'd go with something with no carbs. And they have like a bacon snacker thing now. It's like 8 little pieces of bacon for like, you know, $3 or something. And I was like, you know what, I'm gonna do that. So I saw there was one of the girls that works there was like out front smoking. She was on a break, and then the other girl I guess was working inside. So I go, I order a coffee, and she goes, okay, real sweet girl, right? And then and she goes, anything else? I said, yeah, you know what? I'm going to get that bacon snacker. And she goes, yeah, I can't do food right now because I'm the only one working. So I can't do food orders. And in my head, I thought, you can't turn around and throw some bacon in a microwave for daddy? Come on, lady. So I just laughed. I went, okay, well, no food then. And I drove home drinking my coffee like, man, I really wanted that bacon.
Damn.
And then I got stuck in 2.5 hours of traffic. I could have used that bacon, William.
Yeah, you need it just for to keep yourself, you know, get protein in.
Yeah, dude. Starving. I'm famished. I could waste away to nothing in that kind of traffic. All right, let's go to some phones, shall we? And then we'll get on this list. Before we get to the list, we have to take one of our most important phone calls of the night. The show really can't function without this call. Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, it's Cherokee. Cherokee, what's up?
What's going on, guys?
How you doing?
I'm gonna add to the list, and I'm gonna make it number one.
Oh, this guy's hammered. This guy's hammered right now. I'm sorry.
No,
what?
No, I got it back. I stumbled out the gate. I usually do that.
Yeah. Go ahead, Bob. My God.
You guys are right down the road from Frankie at Cafe Chibo.
Oh, I know all about Cafe Chibo.
Italian. Yeah.
It's pretty damn good.
He's been a great friend of mine for over 15 years.
You know Big Frankie?
Oh, yeah, for sure.
I like that guy.
Yeah, I almost went on the cruise, but I couldn't get it together the last time that they went with, Calta and everybody. But
what do you mean you couldn't get it together?
Yeah, no.
Couldn't get it together. He couldn't sober up for the cruise.
Oh.
Yeah.
No, it didn't line up right with vacation time and everything. So, no, money was fine. But
big baller, baby. He's like, I got $700, bitch.
$700 whenever we want to drop it, man. I'm not worried about
that's
money.
That's my boy
all.
Right there. You need to go on the website, Bassano's, and get some tickets for the Grammatica Foundation.
Yeah.
Yeah, Daddy Warbucks.
Do you guys think that... Aunt Becky could, like, make a comeback, like, doing her own kind of, like, lockup show?
She's only going to be in there 2 months, and I doubt they're going to give her a camera crew. She's supposed to be
punished. That would be a reality show, two months in there on the Hallmark channel?
That'd be great.
Yeah.
That'd be awesome. Yeah, they should do that.
And they got to stage it where she gets her ass kicked a couple times.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
What's up, Becky, old bitch-ass Becky? They just beat her ass on Orange Is the New Black style. And then she's crying. Right. Danny was here.
Becky's
exactly.
Becky is a slur, right? Like Karen is for a woman. What does Becky mean, though?
Huh?
Wasn't Becky
Rebecca?
Like a, no, I mean, like, wasn't Becky used like Karen?
Becky was a term.
Becky meant something else.
Shut up while I talk. A couple years ago, it was like rappers talking about banging white girls. It was a Becky.
I feel like it kind of turned into, it was like a pre-Karen, but then they kind of settled on Karen.
Nah, it was just like a Becky. It was like, and then it was a song called Give Me That Becky, which was like,
Now,
see, I read it as a Becky was the girl that would go downstairs on a heartbeat, so.
It's like we just said that, I know, it's crazy.
Yeah.
When's the last time you got a Becky?
Yeah.
It's been about a year. I ain't gonna lie.
Me too, bro.
Too bad.
Me too.
Who was he?
Ha!
Nice, Will.
Yeah.
Thanks.
Did his goatee scratch your balls?
Yeah.
Hey.
What?
Have a Netflix series?
God,
you're a stuttering
fool tonight. I'm sorry. What about Netflix?
Netflix.
Netflix.
Norseman.
Yeah, cool.
Yeah, you brought that up the other night. Yeah, that's I didn't watch it yet.
Nobody's watched it yet?
No.
Hey, can you keep this car in between the lines during this conversation? All right, we're talking about food and Becky's, and then you just shift it to Netflix.
You know why I do
this? Great porn site.
Because
I'm buying it.
Yeah, that is a good. Yeah. Oh my God, I gotta look it up.
Please go buy the domain right now.
Oh my gosh.
God, how's nobody gotten that? Sorry, go ahead, Becky.
Johnny, the last few times I've called in, you said he's just repeating what I'm saying and what we're talking about. So
right.
I took it upon myself to go to completely.
You just
different
repeated
avenues.
What I said a few days ago about you repeating things. What I say tonight. I can't handle it. It's too many layers. There's already a Netflix?
Yeah.
God damn it!
And it's a porn site.
Of course it is! All right. Jerry, this has been fun.
Well, I appreciate the fact that it has been fun. It's been fun for me, too. I appreciate you guys. And
hey, it's a long goodbye. I don't like them.
God bless.
All right. Later.
Bye!
Good stuff.
Man. 727-579-1025, 800-771-1025. Johnny B. Show, who's this?
Hi.
Hey. What's going on?
It's Taylor.
Oh, my God. Yes, what's up?
Nothing. How are you?
I'm better now, Taylor. I like your little car with the little purple lights under it.
Thank you.
So cute. I think cars Thanks. Should reflect their owner, and your car is just so hot.
Thank you.
And mine is old and beat up, just like me. Yeah.
Aw.
Maybe I'll get like some bacon mud flaps. Yeah.
So that would be cool.
It wouldn't. So what's going on?
Nothing. We're talking about Becky's now?
Yeah.
Yeah, Taylor, do you know what I'm talking about?
She's young. She knows.
When it wasn't it pre-Karen, it was like a Becky, right? Or am I wrong?
Yeah. Thank you. No, that's right.
Hallelujah.
I thought Becky was, you know.
Yeah. It is. It was a Ply song, I remember.
Yeah.
But I also thought, like, I feel like Becky was pre-Karen, but then it just kind of morphed into Karen.
Every time you say pre-Karen, I think you're saying something else. Woo!
No, not that.
It starts off.
No.
Okay.
So, Taylor, is Becky still a thing then, or did it, in fact, morph into Karen, and Becky's are now combined into Karen?
Yeah, it's just Karen.
Okay. All right.
Taylor, when's the last time you gave someone a Becky?
Yeah.
Like 3 days.
Oh, my God! Woo! You're a good girl. You're a good one.
I wish it was Will.
Yeah!
Oh, my God!
Hell yeah!
That's my dog!
Hell yeah.
That's my dog right there! Sorry. Yeah, I wish it was, too.
Me, too.
Jesus. I think we can all agree with this one.
Yeah.
Like, we're fine.
On the same page.
Yeah. Good.
Good.
It's nice. So, how's life? Good?
Life is so good.
Yeah. Well, it looks good.
Are you still working at the car dealership?
Yes, she is.
I am.
Fantastic.
Hell yeah. I'm sure they're very happy to have you.
Yeah, everyone loves me, and I love them, so it's
great. Did they tell you all the time how happy they are to have you?
A lot of them, yes.
They better. They absolutely better. People need to know.
Thank you.
People need to know.
I love you, Johnny.
I love you, too. You're the best. You brighten up my life.
You're the best.
You make me happy. And now I'm even more happy because you want to play with Will's wiener. So nice. You're a good one. You're a keeper.
Thank you.
You'll always be my girl, Taylor.
Just thank you.
All right. I'll call us back soon, okay?
Okay, love you guys.
Have a great weekend, my little beacon of light. Bye.
Bye, Taylor.
Bye. Oh, what a sweetheart. Dude, you gotta take care of that.
I guess so.
Yeah, What's going on? What's going on right now?
Work all the time.
You better work it out. If you need to take a day off, you know.
Okay.
I'll get hoppy in here.
You
know what
that.
I mean?
Yeah.
Me and the Hopster do a show.
Yep.
Johnny B. Show, how can I help you?
Y'all know the last time I got a Becky.
Oh, no! Come on, you're a child! Stop this!
Yeah, I was going to say never anyways.
Yeah, good. Good job, buddy. All right. You save yourself for the
but
right
I did,
one.
I did buy a girl lunch today.
Did you?
Wow.
What kind of girl? What happened?
She's a sophomore.
Okay.
Yeah.
And you're now, are you a sophomore or a freshman?
I'm a sophomore.
Okay, so sophomore type of deal. Now, explain this woman to us.
She's pretty, you know.
Yeah?
Okay.
I mean, that's kind of vague.
What hair color does she have?
Yeah.
Like, brown.
Brown, body uh-huh. size, mm-hmm. average, slim.
She's thick.
Thick.
Oh,
nice,
thick
nice,
to
nice.
Death? Is she thick to death?
Three C's.
Oh!
Whoa. Wait, three
Wait,
C's?
You're talking about a child, right? No, we can't yeah. do this. Right?
What is three C's?
I don't know. Clearwater Credence Revival. That's CCR.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Three C's.
I got her Panera bread.
You bought her Panera?
Oh, did you get her the broccoli cheddar?
That's my boy right there.
In a bread bowl.
Showing her. I got her the mac and cheese.
Oh, that stuff that that comes in a bag.
She's Danish.
Oh.
That's a lot of carbs.
Man, that girl is thick to death. She's eating all the carbs. Yeah. Man, you know what I'm saying?
Is that what the three C's are? Carbs.
Oh, Will, you're an MVP so far.
Yeah.
Carbs.
I just dunked on a high school sophomore.
You're still hanging from the rim. You're like,
Tracy McGrady.
Grabbing your crotch with the other hand. Oh, this is great. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
I got her a salad, too.
Oh, man. This is crazy. All right. That's good,
you know,
man.
What I got myself?
I don't know what.
Nothing. Because I got myself pizza at where she worked.
Oh, snaps.
Oh, so she got to hook up. She really is about carbs. So she got to hook up with the pizza?
So I met her, like, 2 months ago, and we were, like, really good friends. So I went and got her lunch because she didn't feel like pizza that day, and she was texting me.
And she likes it because you got a job?
Her lunch, and then she gave me some pizza, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What kind of pizza?
Well, I did get a Becky, though, so.
No, you did not. Stop
Don't
it.
Don't tell us that. I don't know that. Sicko.
What a weird kid.